Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't stress enough when we're talking primetime games for Commanders, and I know how ugly it was for a long time. I covered many of those terrible games. I attended some of those terrible games. The Twerk Impact Zone was invented by Antonio Brown twerking in the Redskins end zone. like I think that was the first post-game podcast I ever recorded when Antonio Brown started twerking on a fourth and goal or a fourth down from like the 30 when Big Ben hit him. Like, I know how ugly the primetime games have been. But I would also say these dudes now have nothing to do with the past.
Nope.
Nothing. Like, zero. Everything is flipped out here. Look at last year in primetime, when it was Jaden and Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Witt. Like, this group last year in primetime, they won on Monday night in Cincinnati. That was like an announcement to the league,
yep.
Yo, we're different.
I was there. Yep.
They lost in Philly on a Thursday nighter.
Yeah.
They won at home to clinch a playoff spot, Sunday Night Football against the Atlanta Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the playoffs, they won back-to-back primetime games.
Yes.
They beat Tampa in Tampa, and then they beat Detroit in Detroit. Those were 8 o'clock kicks.
Yeah.
That was last year, though. This year, primetime was not very kind. We went to Green Bay.
That's just one game.
Yes, but it's this season. The body of work this season in primetime, ugly.
But we think about primetime because of what happened in the past. And they won 3 last year, well, 4, and lost 1. They lost 1 so far this year. Maybe they're going to win the other 4 again. Positive outlook.
I want to let my man Blake in Wilmington chime in. Phone lines are open here, 800-636-1067. Blake, you still worried about primetime games for the Commanders?
I can't say that I'm worried. As I used to be, that's for sure. It used to be a nightmare whenever those games used to be on. I used to just want to go to bed because I had school in the morning. I'm not as worried now. I like, obviously, where we're at with Jaden. The only thing that I will say about primetime games usually is, you know, if you get a case like the Packers, or you get a case where it's not going you well, all eyes are on you. So the next morning, all the shows, everything's going to be amplified if Jaden throws an interception or something goes wrong. But on the flip side of that, if it goes well and you win them, then it's great. So I'm not worried about the primetime games as far as flopping like we used to, but you get all the eyes on you, for better or for worse. So thank you guys for taking my call. I might be back for Bleak.
All right.
You're always welcome back.
Can't worry about all eyes being on you the next day. You know, that happens. Yeah, when you got a game that night, people are going to talk about it the next day. So, and you say, with Jaden throwing an interception, if he throw 4 touchdowns, they're going to talk about him too. I mean, can't worry about those things. Get ready. Prepare for the game coming up. To hell with what happened last week. To hell with what happened against Green Bay. You're playing against the Bears. Don't worry about what happened last year. This year, you got to be better than what they are. Point blank.
I tend to agree with you. I want to ask my man, Jeff Walker. Jeff, do you worry about these night games?
Nah, not at all.
Zero, even after the Green Bay game?
Nope. That was just a bad game for us. Every dog have their day. It's all good. Like I said yesterday, JP, I got ours. Me and mine, I believe in what they can do. I'm not worried about the other people on the other side of the field.
I think that's a mature attitude. Well, I think it's reasonable to be worried about to focus on the team you're playing.
Focus and not worry.
You don't worry.
You got a game plan against.
You game plan against them, but you try to be the best you can be. You can't be concerned about Ben Johnson. You got to be thinking you're going to do well enough to your best to be better than their best.
I agree with you, man. I am curious if the calls agree with us. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Landfill, where are you at on the primetime games nowadays?
They're a little difficult for me because, you know, for so many years we were so bad at them and we just get clowned on for the next couple of days because of how bad and embarrassing the performances would be. I think we're getting over that a little bit, at least for me, based on last year. The team has been playing better, but, you know, the only time we played on primetime so far this year, it did not go well.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe it's just Thursday night because Jaden's two primetime losses are Thursday night games. Maybe Jaden's just not an Amazon guy.
Also, the last time we played the Bears in primetime, it was a disaster.
That was a disaster. That was also Sam Howell, Ron Rivera. I mean, that was a very different situation. And Dick Butkus died that day. And I think that honestly maybe impacted Chicago's even just the damn will of the universe conspiring against Washington that day. We're going to let the phones chime in. I don't think this should be a particularly big concern. They play the games when they are. Good teams play in primetime all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Washington is starting to establish itself as a good time.
Didn't want to be considered a big team?
Yeah.
We've always wanted to be considered a good team. You can't act for it, and then when you get it, you stress yourself out. You know, your team gets to play – primetime games, why? Because they are good now. They got more primetime games this year than they had in previous years. Why? Because they're good. People want to see them. I can't now, once they're in a primetime game, begin to lose my mind going, oh, man, we used to lose. We lost in primetime back in the day because we sucked. We don't suck anymore. Let's think of it. Look at it like that. You know, sometimes you got to forget about your past, man. The past don't do nothing but hold people back.
I tend to agree with you, B. I tell you what, the Odyssey app, or however people are listening nowadays, must be working, because we had a call from North Carolina, and now we got one from L.A. Matt, you worried about primetime?
Hey, guys. I still have a little bit of PTSD from the past ownership group. However, isn't it new season, new field, new team? So I feel a little more confident in that our boys can win anywhere, just like they did last week here in L.A. So, hey, take my call, guys.
All right, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate you.
All right, we're going to keep these phone lines going. We'll let people chime in wherever you are in the country, or our guy that calls from Australia. I don't know if you're awake right now, but if you are, you'll get right through.
Australia.
Yo, we got a guy in Australia, B.
Wow.
I love that dude. Nobody go anywhere. Are you worried about primetime? Landfill is a little. Jeff, not at all. The games are when the games are for me. I know I get a lot less sleep, but I don't think – I think whenever the game is, you show up and you play. And that to me is the focus of it. I think the focus for Commanders fans is hoping the burgundy and gold has way more ups than downs. But if your garage door is struggling to go up and down, that's where Door Pro America comes in. Whatever the issue is, if it's just super loud and clangy, if it has a busted spring, it won't move, call Door Pro America. At my house, we got rid of my old loud-ass garage door, got a new one, and it's one of the best decisions we made on our house. Especially because, B, it looks like we're really starting construction next week, and I'm going to be able to let these contractors in and out through the garage door as they overhaul my basement, which is a giant pain in the ass. But you know it's not a giant pain in the ass? My garage door with the MyQ app. My garage door looks sharp, runs smooth, and it's really increased the curb appeal of our home. Once we have a working basement again, it'll really improve the curb appeal. Door Pro America has been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years. They can do it all, repairs, maintenance, new installs for garage doors. Do what I did. Call them. Ask how you can save big on repairs with a Door Pro Advantage membership, including an annual maintenance plan to keep everything on track. Call right now. You get $60 off any repair or a full-time tune-up for just $89. Do what I did. Call Door Pro America, 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. You can check out the website, doorproamerica.com. Be sure to tell them J.P. Finley sent you.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.